Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is In the Field with Original Nay and
Savage.
Don't mind him, he's chomping. But we're going to get right into it with the Week 18 games, and this is the last regular season games. We had the Saturday at 4:30 game was the Panthers at the Bucks. The Bucks won this game. I chose the Panthers. Sav chose the Bucks.
All right. We start the week off with a divisional matchup. The Buccaneers hosting the Panthers. Not much to say in this game as it was a defensive battle. Bucks dominate time possessing 37 minutes to the Panthers 23 minutes. Bucks win turnover battle to 3-1. Panthers player of the game was Bryce Young. He went 24-35 for 266 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Bucks player of the game was Baker Mayfield. He went 16-22 for 203 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He also added 31 rushing yards. And the Buccaneers, they kept their playoff hopes alive for this game, but we'll talk why they didn't get into it when we see their next division opponents play. Mm-hmm. But to the next game, we got the Seahawks at the 49ers.
At 8 o'clock Saturday night game.
Yes, next we have a divisional matchup for the number one seed in NFC as the 49ers hosting the Seahawks. And with Seahawks won by a score of 13-3. A low-scoring defensive battle, but Seahawks did dominate every major team stat. The Seahawks had 361 total yards of offense to the 49ers, 173 total yards of offense. Seahawks had 23 first downs to the 49ers, 9 first downs. Seahawks dominate time possession 38 minutes to the 49ers, 22 minutes. Seahawks only punt once and win turnover battle 1-0. Seahawks player of the game was Kenneth Walker. He rushed 16 times for 97 yards. He also added 36 receiving yards. Okay. And the Seahawks, of course, they won the number one seed.
And the Seahawks is who I chose. Sav chose the 49ers. I won that one. And we're going to move on to the Sunday 1 o'clock games. First one, Colts at the Texans. Texans won this game. We both chose the Texans.
Yes, next we have a divisional matchup. The Texans hosting the Colts, in which Texans won by a score of 38-30. This was a back-and-forth high-scoring game. Both teams put up around 350 total yards, but Texans win turnover battle 3-0. Colts player of the game was Riley Leonard. He went 21-34 for 270 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also added 21 rushing yards and another score on the ground. Honorable mention Alec Pierce. He had 4 catches for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. Texans player of the game was Kyahmi Fairbairn. He went 6-6 on field goals and 2-2 extra points, scoring 20 of the Texans' 38 points.
Okay, moving on to the next one was the Browns at the Bengals. Browns won this game, and I chose the Bengals. Sav chose the Browns.
Next, we have a divisional matchup, the Bengals hosting the Browns, in which Browns won by a score of 20-18. This game was crazy, as Bengals dominate every major team stat and still lose. But Browns probably win the most crucial stat, which was the turnover, forced turnovers, which was 2-1 in their favor. Bengals player of the game was Joe Burrow. He went 29-39 for 236 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Browns player of the game was Devin Bush. He had 8 tackles and an interception.
All right. Let's move on to the Saints at the Falcons. Falcons won this game. I chose the Falcons. Sav chose the Saints.
Yeah, so just what I was talking about, according to the Buccaneers and Panthers game, this is where the Buccaneers' playoff hopes got canceled, as the Falcons end up beating the Saints, because I think that gave them like a three-way tie they had a two-way tie for the division record, but I think that strength of schedule went to the Panthers. That's why they got in for real. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's why it happened. But anyway, next we have a divisional matchup, the Falcons hosting the Saints, in which Falcons won 19-17. Falcons win turnover battle 2-1. Saints player of the game was Tyler Shough. He went 23-35 for 259 yards, 1 touchdown and 1 interception. He also added 34 rushing yards and a touchdown on the ground. Falcons player of the game was Zane Gonzalez. He went 4-4 on field goals and 1-1 on extra points, scoring 13 of the Falcons' 19 points. Also, Falcons secured the Panthers' spot in the playoffs, like I said.
All right, so we're going to go to the next game, which is, we don't understand how it happened because we went through all the games last week and I was writing down who Sav chose, but it was the Packers at the Vikings. The Vikings won this game. I chose the Packers. We don't know what Sav chose.
Same right who I chose now, so that was on her.
So we'll give him that is a win because that was on me.
Next, we have a divisional matchup, the Vikings hosting the Packers, and with Vikings won 16-3. Vikings dominate every major team stat. They had 361 total yards to the Packers, 121 total yards. Vikings had 23 first downs to the Packers, 12 first downs. Vikings run 64 total plays to the Packers, 50 total plays. Packers in the game with, I thought this was a good stat, but trash stat for real, but I just had to throw it out there. Packers in this game with -7 passing yards. How the hell are you in the game with -7 passing yards?
How the hell do you do that? Oh, wow.
Anyway, Vikings player of the game was Dallas Turner. He had 4 tackles, 2 sacks, and a forced fumble. And next we got the Titans at the Jaguars. And next we have another divisional matchup. Of course, all of them divisional matchups.
I chose the Titans. Sav chose the Jags. And he won. Jags won this game.
Yeah, they won this one, I think. Next, we have a divisional matchup, the Jaguars hosting the Titans. So it's Jaguars won in blowout fashion, 41-7. Jaguars dominate every major team stat. They had 319 total yards to the Titans, 194 total yards. Jags had 24 first downs to the Titans, 10 first downs. Jags win turnover battle 1-0. Jags player of the game was Trevor Lawrence. He went 22-30 for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns.
All right. Now we're going to move on to my game, which we both chose the Cowboys, but the Giants won this game. It was Cowboys at the Giants.
Yes. Next, we had a divisional matchup, the Giants hosting the Cowboys, in which Giants won by a score of 34-17. Giants dominate every major team stat. Giants had 380 total yards of offense to the Cowboys' 286 yards of offense. Giants had 25 first downs to the Cowboys' 18 first downs. Giants run 69 plays to the Cowboys' 54 plays. Giants win turnover battle 2-1. Cowboys player of the game was Jadeveon Clowney. He had 5 tackles, 3 sacks, 1 forced fumble, and 1 fumble recovery. Giants player of the game was Jackson Dart. He went 22-32 for 230 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Hello, Veronica.
He also added 32 rushing yards. And honorable mention to Tyrone Tracy. He rushed 18 times for 103 yards. He also added 56 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown. All right,
we're going to move on to the Sunday 4 o'clock games. We had the Cardinals at the Rams. We both chose the Rams. The Rams won this game.
Yes, next we have a divisional matchup. The Rams hosting the Cardinals. And with Rams won by a score of 37-20. Rams put up nearly 400 yards of total offense and win turnover battle 2-0. Cardinals player of the game with Jacoby Brissett. He went 22-31 for 243 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Rams player of the game was Matt Stafford. He went 25-40 for 259 yards and 4 touchdowns.
The next game is, the Chiefs at the Raiders. I chose the Raiders. Sav chose the Chiefs. Raiders won this game.
All right, next we have a divisional matchup. The Raiders hosting the Chiefs, in which Raiders won by a score of 14-12. This was a real stinker, as both teams put up only around 200 yards of total offense. Chiefs player of the game was Hurricane Bucker. He went 4-for-4 on field goal, scoring all 12 of the Chiefs' points. Raiders player of the game was Tyree Wilson. He had 5 tackles, 2 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles. But I got to give an honorable mention out to the Raiders defensive line for accumulating 8 sacks.
Okay, then we're going to move to the next game, which was the Commanders at the Eagles. I chose the Commanders. Sav chose the Eagles. Commanders won this game.
Next, we have a divisional matchup, the Eagles hosting the Commanders, and with Commanders won by a score of 24-17. Both teams put up nearly 300 total yards of offense. Both teams run about 60 total plays apiece. Washington wins time possession 34 minutes to the Eagles 26 minutes. The Eagles player of the game was Tank Bigsby. He carried 16 times for 75 yards and a touchdown. He also added 31 receiving yards. Commanders player of the game was Josh Johnson. He went 14-22 for 131 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He also added 45 rushing yards and a touchdown on the ground.
Good job. Doesn't get to play often. Dolphins at the Patriots is the next game. The Patriots won this game. We both chose the Patriots.
Yes, next we have a divisional matchup. The Patriots hosting the Dolphins. It was Patriots won by a score of 38-10. Pure domination by Patch in this one. as they dominate on the scoreboard and on the team stat sheet. Pats put up 457 yards of total offense to the Dolphins' 180 yards of total offense. Pats had 22 first downs to the Dolphins' 13 first downs. Pats win turnover battle 2-0. Pats player of the game is Ramondre Stevenson. He carried 7 times for 131 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 22 receiving yards and a touchdown. Then through the air for the hat trick, 3 total touchdowns.
Okay. And we're going to go to the next game, which was the Lions at the Bears. Bears did not win this game, but we both chose the Bears. However, the Lions won.
Yes, next we have a divisional matchup. The Bears hosting the Lions. It was Lions won by a score of 19-16. Lions dominating every major team stat. Lions had 433 total yards to the Bears' 270 total yards. Lions had 26 first downs to the Bears' 16 first downs. Lions ran 72 total plays to the Bears' 52 total plays. Lions went time possession 36 minutes to the Bears' 24 minutes. Bears player of the game was Caleb Williams. He went 20-33 for 212 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Lions player of the game was Jared Goff. He went 27-42 for 331 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Honorable mention to Jahmyr Gibbs. He rushed 19 times for 80 yards. He also added 33 receiving yards and a touchdown.
Okay, and moving on. Next game was the Chargers at the Broncos. We both chose the Chargers. However, the Broncos won this game.
Yes. Next, we have a divisional matchup. The Chargers hosting the Broncos, in which Broncos won by a score of 19-3. Both teams put up a little less than 200 yards total offense. Broncos win time of possession 34 minutes to 26 minutes for Chargers. Broncos win turnover battle 2-0. Broncos player of the game was Will Lutz. He went 4-for-4 on field goals and 1-for-1 on extra points, scoring 13 of the Broncos' 19 points.
Next game is the Jets at the Bills. I chose the Jets, Sab chose the Bills. The Bills won this game.
Yes, they did. Next, we have a divisional matchup, the Bills hosting the Jets, in which Bills won 35-8. Total domination here as Bills lead every major team stat. The Bills put up 470 total yards of offense to the Jets, 122 total yards of offense. Bills pick up 30 first downs to the Jets, 9 first downs. Bills run 72 total plays to the Jets, 46 total plays. And Bills dominate time possession 38 minutes to the Jets, 22 minutes. Bills player of the game was Mitch Trubisky. He went 22-29 for 259 yards and 4 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Ray Davis. He rushed 21 times for 151 yards. He also added 23 receiving yards and a touchdown.
Can I say it?
What?
Can I say it?
Can you say what?
Them dirty birds went home. And as we move on to the last game of the season was the Ravens at the Steelers. And we both chose the Steelers.
All right, so yes, next we have a divisional matchup in the last game of the regular season for a playoff spot as the Steelers host the Ravens, in which Steelers won by a score of 26-24. Both teams put up over 350 total yards of offense. Steelers win time possession 34 minutes to the Ravens 26 minutes. Steelers pick up 24 first downs to the Ravens 12 first downs. Steelers win turnover battle 1-0. Ravens player of the game was Lamar Jackson. He went 11-18 for 238 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Honorable mention to Derrick Henry. He rushed 20 times for 126 yards. And honorable mention to Zay Flowers. He had 4 catches for 138 yards and 2 touchdowns. Steelers player of the game was Aaron Rodgers. He went 31-47 for 294 yards and 1 touchdown. All right, so now I can get into how I really felt about this game. Started off pretty nervous. I ain't gonna lie. The first play of the game, like, we deferred and kicked it off. First play of the game, I think Derrick Henry bust that joint for 40 yards. I was looking like, yeah, this may be a long game. We did get a little bullshit-ass holding penalty, so I think he only got, like, 30 yards off that run. But, shit, that was just a bad sign out the gate for real. But he did end up rushing for 100 yards in the first half. But let's talk about that. Fuck the first half. I ain't lying. Defense, they did they thing in the first half. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal defense up until fourth quarter, but we ain't there yet. But the first half, I don't know what the hell Tomlin was thinking right before halftime. You take the points at all times in a playoff situation, especially when your offense is struggling to get any points And if you're not going to take the points, you never run the ball with no timeouts left. I never heard nobody say, boy, I'm going to run this ball with no timeouts. Like, that's got to be the ballsiest call that you ever made in your life. And then for it not to be a run up the middle, you're going to pitch play it. Boy, like, come on, man. That was stupid. That. Like, he squandered us points right there. So, I don't know. I think that we went into the half 10-3 for real, because Boswell did hit a 57-yard field goal. But we're going to skip through the third quarter for real, because there wasn't much going on. There was a bunch of punts back and forth for real. But then we're going to hit this fourth quarter when it was just an offensive explosion. It was like each defense said, oh, you can give up a touchdown? Well, so can I. But guess what? It was so ridiculous, like, to the point, like, Steelers, we really went to go work for our touchdowns. And Steelers, they really gave up 3 touchdowns to the Ravens on some busted coverage-ass plays. Like, we could talk about it. Like I said, like, yeah, the Ravens were in the game, and y'all might be mad because y'all missed the kick or whatever. But you know what I was mad about? I was mad about in a playoff game how the hell you give up 3 touchdown passes for over 40 yards on busted coverages. I'm trying to figure out why is Patrick Queen sticking Zay Flowers 40, 50 yards down the field. I'm trying to figure shit out like that for real. Why is Jalen Ramsey biting down? Matter of fact, I can't get mad at him for biting down too much because we were supposed to have Lamar Jackson on one of them deep touchdown passes he threw to Zay Flowers, but he did some MVP shit. Like, I wasn't surprised that he did it, but he got skinny real quick and slid through there and bombed that bitch. But we got to make that play for real to really
be able to stop that.
Yeah, I ain't lying. Like, we got to, yeah, he was supposed to get sacked for sure. But anyway, like, all right, so it comes down to, I think in like the last 3-4 minutes, it was probably like 3 or 4 touchdowns scored. Like, it was like the Ravens scored to the Zay Flowers. Steelers score with Gainwell. I think it might have been Raven scored with Zay Flowers again. And then Steelers come back and score with Calvin Austin. And take the lead 26-24. And my man Boswell. Oh, we'd have been talking about you bad, Boswell, if you'd have costed us this game, man. Like Luke, I'm pretty sure he's going through it right now. But we ain't there yet. Yeah, we ain't there yet, though. But Boswell, that's unacceptable, man. Like, hey, I just know you better be making them motherfuckers. I can't be too mad, but I'd have been super pissed if we missed. Because, bro, I watched you kick a 57-yard field goal in this game. How the hell you missed the extra point, man? Oh, you bitch. like, for real, I'm looking at that shit like, damn. I know once that shit happened, I was looking like, shit. I'm on the edge of my seat for this one, because now, y'all need to fuck a field goal to tie. Y'all need a field goal to win. And sure enough, I want to say that we was playing pretty good defense for real. Y'all made a mistake on some offensive penalty for real. Y'all got back y'all up to like 2nd and 7. Then we forced the incompletion at 3rd and 7. Or I don't know. I think the penalty backed up y'all. The 3rd and 7. We forced the incompletion on that 3rd down. And then it was 4th down. And, let me talk about this 4th down play, man. Hey, Jalen Ramsey. If you're going to be out there getting toast like that, man, by a player that don't even got probably 30 catches on the season, like, that's unacceptable, man.
Unacceptable.
It's just unacceptable, man. Do I think, like, Isaiah Likely is a nice player? Yeah, he cool for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't hate on him. He made a hell of a catch. But Jalen Ramsey, I already told my fans, the Steelers fans, and like, you know what I'm saying, and Ravens fans that I know, like, if I was Jalen Ramsey, it's just no way I wasn't a big boom, Joe. I'd have took any penalty that came with that shit. Because at that point, that was just a Hail Mary throw-up prayer for real. That wasn't open. Like, it was clearly we had Jalen Ramsey over the top, but he played that shit so terrible. Like, it's like he just, Jalen Ramsey, you not, like, you big, but you not bigger than a tight end, bro. I'm sorry. So, for you to think that you was going to go over the top of yo and toast him, and he wasn't going he basically posted you up and mugged you, but you got cooked. Like, we just going to say that. But anyway, that happened, so I'm looking like, damn, that's an easy-ass field goal, man. So they got this, so it's over. I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm looking like...
However, you said it's hard to kick them in Pittsburgh.
No, I did say that, though. But another thing is, we're going to talk about that. But we're going to talk about how the Ravens made it a harder field goal on themselves after just watching my mans miss a 15-yard extra point. So, the Ravens had a timeout. As a matter of fact, I want to say the Ravens played that. They played for the field goal, and that was the thing with me. You never played. You always
want the touchdown, but
yeah, they played
field
for
goals like last.
It felt like they played for the field goal. Like, literally, that's what they was doing. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense, but to a point, one, you got a rookie kicker. Two, I don't know if he's ever been in a high-stakes game like this before. I don't even know where yo came from out of college, but I had to look up. I don't think he ever been in a big game in it. I don't know. I had to look it up, but I never heard of this guy until he got drafted to the Ravens. So, man, it ain't seeming too good. Like, you ever played in a bowl game or a conference championship game for college or something? I don't know.
Oh. What's his name?
Tyler Luke.
Luke.
Oh, yeah, I made a joke that I could watch that kick on a Luke.
Oh. That didn't go nowhere.
Oh, it went somewhere. I was telling Maine. It was like to the left, hardball fired. Down the middle, Tomlin fired. To the right, hardball fired again.
Oh my God. Oh Lord. Right. Is you done with your team?
No, I ain't done.
Oh, okay. Because I got something to say when you're done.
But like I said, though. The Ravens, like, they had terrible clock management at the end. They had 3 timeouts, 1 minute left. They let a lot of time run off the clock after that likely catch just to speed up to the line. Well, I ain't even going to say speed up to the line. I think they called a timeout for real. But they let time run off. Like, it was probably like 8 to... It was only like 17 seconds. They let like 8 or 9 seconds run off, and then they ran the ball. No, matter of fact, the clock was running. They spiked it to kill the clock after that likely thing. Because they wanted to take a knee to set yo up straight down the middle for the kick. But Lamar Jackson, he took like 4 steps, like 4 yards back. Made it a tougher kick for his man. Instead of with 1 timeout and 10 seconds left, I'm running Derrick Henry straight up the middle. It's guaranteed he'd have went and got 2 or 3 more yards for sure. We'll just say that being nice for real. But that, but Derrick Henry guaranteed he probably could have picked up like 5 or 6 on some real. He averaged 5 yards a carry. He probably could have got that for him and made it an easier field goal. But we ain't talking about the what ifs. Because we got in there. And guess what? You know how we got in there? My Pittsburgh priest. And I don't really know him for real, so don't credit me for knowing him. But he sprinkled that holy water in that end zone where that Ravens kicked that field goal at. And I ain't saying God is a Steelers fan. But he had us in his prayers that day. He answered our prayers that day. And for that, I'm appreciating him. And we will see. As a matter of fact, I ain't even say this. I can't believe I didn't say this. We are AFC North champions. And we will host a playoff game on Monday night against the Texans.
Yes, and
I see all my haters there.
All right, guys. In the field is the football side of the podcast. And football is not, NFL is not 12 months out of the year. It technically goes from August when preseason starts until February when the Super Bowl is played. In between, you have camps, you have OTAs, just a bunch of games that, you know, of course you practice in through the whole year. April, you have the draft for the new the rookies coming in for the season, and hopefully they get the start. Sometimes they just are backups when they draft them. That's how Dak got in there until Romo got hurt. But
yeah, what are we talking about?
Okay, I'm talking about how we're going to talk. Be quiet. All right. So basically, what I'm trying to get at is we're going to do the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and we're going to stop after that. But we will check in time eventually, you know, in between February and August, because especially in April when drafts come in, we'll be checking in. Don't mind the cats in the background. They're making a mess. They're going to get in trouble when we're done. Okay, so on to my Cowboys. I'm just going to say a little bit. They were supposed to beat the Giants so that we could have a winning record. But now we end the season with 7-9-1. That's some fucked up shit.
Bullshit?
But we get the 12th pick in the first round in the draft. So I guess we won something. We didn't have to wait till the end of the first round. However, since my team is out, I'm staying in Texas, and I'm going to go with the Texans, who unfortunately has to play the Steelers. But I still think the Texans may win this week and send the Steelers packing.
I'm gonna say.
The Commanders pulled off their game, but however, they do have a better draft pick than we do.
We got a 7th pick.
They have the number 7. Okay. Steelers punched in their win for the AFC North and to send those Dirty Birds home. Ravens are on the couch with my Cowboys. Also, they have some Pro Bowlers, as do my Cowboys, but flag football and playoffs are really different. Sav and I are glad you followed us through the season, even having some United Kingdom listeners, people in China, people in states we don't even know anyone from, and even listeners in Canada. This week I started the panel, but I wanted to say, and I didn't invite nobody up because I didn't get a chance to say, if you don't know about football, please don't request to sit in the panel and talk, because this is a stats, a predictions, recaps, and everything about the football for the NFL for the season and in the off season. So we don't want somebody in here that's illiterate to the football at all.
And I just want to throw some more stats out there because, you know, I've been a stat guy all season. I've been a stat head. I've been going crazy, man.
All right, so he's going to do some stats for you guys.
All right, so I'm going to give y'all the top 10 passing leaders of passing yards. One is Matt Stafford. He threw for 4,707 yards. Jared Goff, he's the second. He threw for 4,564 yards. Dak Prescott is third. He threw for
This is the football one, Christina.
The 4,552 yards. Drake May was fourth in the league in passing yards. And that's probably the two people that's battling it out for MVP is Drake May and Matt Stafford. I'm voting for Matt Stafford now. I mean, we can't vote, but if I had to vote, that's what I'd vote for. Anyway, like I said, Drake May, he threw for 4,394 yards. And he was fourth. Sam Darnold was fifth with 4,048 yards. And Trevor Lawrence was sixth with 4,007 yards. Caleb Williams was seventh with 3,942 yards. Bo Nix was 8th with 3,931 yards. Justin Herbert was 9th with 3,727 yards. And to round out the top 10 was Baker Mayfield with 3,693 yards. Okay, then I'll give y'all the top 10 rushers for real. Top 10 rushers were James Cook. He had 1,621 yards. Derrick Henry rushed for 2nd for 1,595 yards. Third was Jonathan Taylor. He rushed for 1,585 yards. Fourth was Bijan Robinson. He rushed for 1,478 yards. Fifth was Devin Achane. He rushed for 1,350 yards. Sixth was Kyron Williams. He rushed for 1,252 yards. Seventh was Jahmyr Gibbs. He rushed for 1,223 yards. And 8th was Christian McCaffrey. He rushed for 1,202 yards. 9th was Javonte Williams. He rushed for 1,201 yards.
That's right, Javonte.
And to round out the top 10 was Saquon Barkley at 1,140 yards.
Damn, Javonte beat Saquon.
Wow. Yeah, it was a down year for Saquon. But, all right, here goes the top 10 receiving leaders. The receiving leader for this year was Jackson Smith-Njigba. He had 1,793 yards. Puka Nacua was second with 1,715 yards. George Pickens was third with 1,429 yards. Jamar Chase was fourth with 1,412 yards. let's see.
Hey, Jazzy Belly.
Amon-Ra St. Brown was fifth with 1,401 yards. Trey McBride was sixth, which was crazy. That's a tight end. But he had 1,239 yards.
Damn.
Zay Flowers was seventh with 1,211 yards. Chris Olave was eighth with 1,163 yards. Nico Collins was ninth with 1,117. He was tied with Jameson Williams. So CeeDee Lamb rounds out the top 10 with
1,077
yards.
1,077.
All right.
So I have something to say about that one. We got Pickens and Lamb in
there in the top 10. I mean, only because two receivers tied there.
Because
they really would be 9 and 10, but they tied, so. Yeah. All right. Now we'll go to some defensive stats. We'll see.
Hello, Helen Calloway. Thank you for joining. Disability insurance specialist, thank you for joining.
Jordan Brooks led the league in tackles.
Jazzy, hey, cuz.
Jordan Brooks led the league in tackles. I'm just going to give y'all the top 5 tacklers. That's, he had 183. Jack Campbell was second from Detroit for 176. Devin White from the Raiders, 174 tackles. C. Gray from Tennessee with 164 tackles. And the round of the top 5 was Bobby Wagner from Washington with 162 tackles. All right, then we'll tell you, I'm going to tell you who scored the most touchdowns this year. Well, actually, who scored the most points? And we just talking about, like, physically scoring points. I ain't going to lie. Like, obviously, the kickers are going to be the most points scored for real. I'm just going to give you the top 5 non-kicker scores for real. That was Jonathan Taylor. He was the only player. Well, not the only player, but he was the first player besides a kicker to lead the league in points with 122 points. And then you had Jahmyr Gibbs at 108. Christian McCaffrey at 102. And Derrick Henry at 96.
Wow.
And, well, I guess I'll give you another one. To round out the top 5, Davante Adams with 84.
Okay. Okay.
And let's see. What we got here? All right, so. Oh, they want to go off.
Special teams.
Yeah, I see. So, your man led the league in return yards this year.
How many?
With 1,814.
Devontae Turpin?
Yeah. And y'all man's from the other team. Y'all had the best returners for yards.
Who's that? From the Titans?
I don't know how to pronounce his name. C-D-K?
Okay. Dickie.
Whatever the hell his name is. I ain't lying. D-K or something.
Thank you for joining, pretty ass.
I'm not gonna say what it sound like. Like, if I sounded it out.
Uh-huh.
But I heard right. I heard his name get called. I think it was like...
Who was number 3?
DK, the kicker from... I mean, I said the kicker. The returner from Minnesota with 1,479 return yards. Oh, that DK guy, he had 1,588 return yards.
Oh, shit.
C. Jones.
Hey, to Brittany.
C. Jones from Bengals with 1,084, and DuVernay rounded the top 5 with 1,069.
And he's from the Bears.
Yeah. I don't really see too many return touchdowns this year. I see, like, one for everybody sprinkled here and there, so I guess nobody had multiple
picks
returns.
Picks for
I guess nobody had multiple returns for touchdowns this year. Oh, punt returns. Your man's DK from the Titans. He returned 2 punt returns this year.
For a touchdown?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And Isaiah.
No, that's right.
And Isaiah Williams from the Jets. He returned 2 punt returns this year. And yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to do wild card weekend predictions. We have Saturday at 4:30, the Rams at the Panthers. I chose the Rams. Who do you choose, Seth?
Yeah, gotta go with the Rams.
All right, Rams. The Saturday 8 o'clock game is the Packers at the Bears. I chose the Bears. Who do you choose, Seth?
I don't know who's playing this game. Is Jordan Love playing? Like, Malik Willis, he balled out, but I don't know. That Bears defense is something different. If Jordan Love don't play or Josh Jacobs don't play, I'm going with the Bears. But if Josh Jacobs decides...
I don't want to know that.
I'm ready to, I don't know, but I'm ready to say if Jordan Love decides to play and Josh Jacobs, I just can't turn down that Packers team because they got that squad for real.
Hello, Denzel McGee.
They defense down bad with that Michael Parsons injury.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I take the Bears, but I ain't.
I wouldn't be shocked
if Packers won. I'll tell you that. I wouldn't be too shocked.
All right, Sunday, they have 3 games. It is a 1 o'clock game. It's the Bills at the Jaguars. I chose the Jaguars. Who do you choose?
I'm choosing the Jaguars, too.
All right, Seth chooses the Jags.
I just don't see how, I don't see how Josh Allen could carry this team. Pass all these teams. Like, he had to have, only how I can see it is if he put on his Superman cape. I ain't gonna lie, he can do it. I ain't gonna say he can't do it, but he gonna have to hop in that phone booth and put that motherfucker on. There's no way, because I know one thing they gonna do, his best weapon is they running back. He led the league in rushing this year, but I know for a fact Jaguars, they number one in the league in stopping the run. So I know they gonna box that shit up. So
yeah.
Then Josh Allen, who he gonna be throwing to? I don't know. Nobody knows for real. I don't even know who the fuck is the number one receiver down in Buffalo. Nobody knows.
All right, we're going to move on to the 4:30 game, which is the 49ers at the Eagles. I chose the 49ers. Who are you choosing?
I think 49ers miracle run comes to an end right here. Give me the Eagles. I've been talking.
He really doesn't want the Eagles to win now, guys.
I don't think that the 49ers could beat them now.
I don't know. It's playoffs. It's different.
No, it ain't different. I'm looking at... I was talking to my friends, and we was going back and forth with this all day for real. And they was like, yeah, the 49ers, man, they did this and did this. And then I had to look at the 49ers' schedule this season and look at their wins. I think, what they went, 13-4 this year or 12-5, one of those? They only got 2 wins against playoff teams.
Huh?
Come on, man. That's about the best fraud watch. And then they team run off one player. They paid Brock Purdy all that money to rely on goddamn Christian McCaffrey. He getting paid $50 million. If I was Christian McCaffrey, I'd ask the 49ers, look, tell Brock Purdy take my contract and let me get his shit. Because this ain't no goddamn way, man. They running that nigga into the ground. that nigga had 1,000 rushing yards this season. Damn near 1,000 rushing yards this season and almost 1,000 receiving yards. Come on now, man. He is their whole offense. Because who else doing it? George Kittle been banged up all year. Brandon Ayuk, I don't even know what's going on with that. I guess he held out or quit on the team or whatever. And Juwan Jennings, I guess that's their best receiver. Nobody really knows who that is, man.
All right, so we're going to move on to the 8 o'clock game. Is the Chargers at the Patriots. I chose the Patriots. Who are you choosing?
Oh, man. This is another thing I was telling my friends again today. As I scrolled through Patriots' schedule, they are on fraud watch, too, because they only played 2 playoff teams.
Double tap, guys.
Matter of fact, I'm going to call out the Broncos, too, because the Broncos and the Patriots, they got the easiest schedules of all. Come on. The 1-2. That's why I said, man, this AFC shit over, man. I couldn't wait to my team to get their foot in the door, man. I ain't like, we need that. I'm hungry, man. Hey, what's going on out here? I'm hungry. We hungry for one. I ain't like, we must eat.
Double tap, guys. And now we're going to move on to the last game. Who are you choosing now?
I might say I'm choosing...
Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers. Yeah.
All right. The last game is the Texans at the Steelers. And, of course, I chose my Texans because that's who I'm going with.
Boy, ain't no way. You already know what I'm choosing, man. Steelers.
He got the Steelers. I already knew that. I wasn't even going to ask. I already put it down on the paper. All right, guys. So, we're going to log off. We've had a nice 40 minutes, almost 41 minutes talking. So we'll be back next Wednesday with the predictions and the recaps. Recap for this week and predictions for next week. All right. Love, peace, and hair grease out.